it's Todd Zwillick. Welcome back to The Takeaway. Leanne Womack made her debut on the country music scene in the late 1990s with commercial hits like I Hope You Dance. But she never really felt comfortable being a crossover artist, singing pop country ballads designed to sell.
I had to leave my life in Dallas. That town will always be you.
Now, more than two decades later, Leanne Womack is back, and she's not trying to generate pop hits anymore. Instead, she's going back to the more traditional country roots of her Texas upbringing. And on the road, she says her fans are pretty receptive to that old sound.
There's not a lot of real traditional country music out there these days, and so it's fun to connect with those people. And yeah, I mean, I guess I'll be touring forever.
The Lonely, the Lonesome, and the Gone is Leanne Womack's new album, out last Friday. Leanne stopped by to talk about the journey of her career, about the new record, and yes, about being on tour forever.
If I'm a crossover artist, I like to think of being a crossover artist in the same way Willie Nelson is. You know, exactly who he is and what he does, you know, but he appeals to all audiences, and I'd love to have a career like that.
So when you made this hit, I Hope You Dance, back in 2000...
You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger.
Was it with the intention of reaching that wider audience? Was that your aim?
Well, it was my aim from the beginning of my career. And the first song I ever put out was a song called Never Again Again.
Never again, again. Once more I'll let you.
Straight up real hardcore traditional country song. And so I'm from Texas, and Texans have a way of not so much categorizing things, putting things in boxes, you know. And so I just wanted to make music and make good music.
And so on your new album, The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone, it seems like you're getting more traditional. You have one track on there called All the Trouble, which I liked a lot. Let's listen.
The deck is stacked against you. Life's a losing hand. Even when you think you're up, you're right back down again. Either way you play it, the house is gonna win.
Well, that sounds almost like a spiritual Leanne Womack. What's that sound? Is that East Texas where you're from?
It is. I mean, it's a big melting pot there, you know, and a lot of different kinds of music. But I grew up in church and listening to gospel and spiritual music. And so you go out and listen to music on Saturday night, and you go to church on Sunday, and there's more music. And it's just how I grew up.
Are you getting simpler now on this new album? Simpler than maybe your career in the early 2000s?
I don't know if I would say simpler, but I would say I'm in a position now to be more myself. And I signed, you know, a record deal contract that said I would make commercial music for that format, and I wanted to do that, and I wanted to make everybody happy, you know, at the record label and on the whole team. But I had this passion about traditional music and really roots music and the kind of stuff I grew up on, and I just really wanted to make myself happy and make them happy as well. And so I was always on that, riding that line, you know. And so I was always felt like I was trying to fit myself, you know, like a square peg into a round hole. But I looked forward to the day that I can make the kind of records I'm making now.
So does that mean, I mean, where we started when I asked you about that old label they used to slap on you, crossover artist, does that mean that that old label maybe was commercially successful, wasn't really you as an artist, and you're getting closer to it now?
I wouldn't say it wasn't me. I would say it was just so hard. Every day I would have to get up, every single, every record, get up and push that rock back up the hill, you know. And so I was working with people like Buddy and Julie Miller or Ricky Skaggs or people like that, you know, who were real rootsy and everything, and recording songs with them or recording their songs, things like that, and trying to get that to work in the commercial world. And I was having to fight to get it done constantly, day after day, you know. And so now I just don't have that fight. I'm in a position now just to do it, and people go, yeah, man, we love this. We know exactly what to do with this.
All right, well, let's listen to a little bit more of Leanne Womack without the fight. Here's the title track from the new album, The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone.
And the
only way. This heartache is like an old Hank Williams song. Is the lonely, the lonesome, and the gone.
No, Leanne Womack, you're right. I don't hear any fight there at all. You sound completely at peace.
Well, I love it. I love country music. I love real instruments and songs that tell stories and things like that.
Leanne Womack, every artist who comes through here lately gets asked about politics by me. I'll bet you, as a country singer in East Texas, have sung one or two national anthems in your day, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You sung for the Dallas Cowboys?
I have, yeah.
So what's your take on the recent protests in the NFL with the national anthem? You've seen those protests as well. What do you think about?
I think we are very fortunate to live in a place where you can do that, and you can have different sides, and you can speak your mind, and I'm very, very thankful for that, very grateful to be in a place where we can do that.
Would you be okay with it if you were singing at a Cowboys game and players took a knee while you sang?
Oh, sure. I mean, if they feel the need to express, you know, how they're feeling, then of course. People have fought and died for our right to do that.
Have you ever been tempted as an artist to put more politics or social issues in your music?
I think because of the way I grew up and the kinds of songs that I grew up listening to. I mean, listen, I'm a George Jones freak from the time I was a five-year-old little girl.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time.
You know, my dad worked at the country radio station. He played Ray Price and George Jones and Merle Haggard and Buck Owens and all, you know, and so I am just obsessed with country music, and so much of the music that I listened to dealt with matters of the heart.
He kept her picture on his wall. Went half crazy now and then.
And so that's a part of my fabric. And like we said earlier, spiritual things and things like that. So, you know, that's what really moves me musically.
Well, your daughter, Aubrey Sellers, is a rising star. People might have heard of her as well. She calls her country, she calls it garage country, I think. But she's made some waves for calling out female stereotypes in pop culture, some politics in her music, to be sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, Aubrey's a lot smarter than me. And I'm proud of her. You know, it's difficult. It's difficult for anybody in this business this day and age, but for women especially. And I think she's doing a really good job at that. And thank you for pointing that out.
The new album is The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone from country music star Leanne Womack. It's been a pleasure having you.
It's been a pleasure being here. And thank you so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.